ever imagine, like, acing a law exam, right, or arguing a case in court, all without ever, you know, laying eyes on a single law book?
It's wild to think about.
It really is, but that's the reality for, like, thousands of visually impaired legal professionals, and it's all thanks to Braille. So today's deep dive, we're talking Braille. Mm. Those six dots that opened up a whole world of knowledge. We're going deep into the history, the mechanics, the surprising impact of Braille, all based on those excerpts you sent over from, what was it called? Braille. A revolutionary system.
Braille. A revolutionary system for the visually impaired, yeah.
That's it.
It really did revolutionize life for the visually impaired.
Okay, so let's rewind the clock. Mm. Back to 19th century France, our main character, Louis Braille. This guy, he wasn't just brilliant, he was basically like a superhero of literacy.
And like a good superhero, his story, it begins with a challenge. Yeah. Imagine being a kid who loses their sight. Back then, the world of books and learning, it was pretty much off limits.
He was only 3, right, when he lost his vision. A workshop accident, can you imagine? But even as a young boy, he ends up at the Royal Institute for Blind Youth in Paris, eager to learn. The problem is, the systems they were using back then, total mess.
Yeah, the source mentions raised letters, but it wasn't as simple as it sounds. You had different fonts, varying sizes. The spacing was all over the place. Trying to standardize that for easy reading. Nightmare.
No kidding. Talk about clunky. So how did Braille even get the idea for his system?
Get this. He was inspired by the military. He learned about this system called night writing. Soldiers used it to communicate in the dark, using raised dots and dashes.
Wait, so battlefield tactics led to Braille? That's mind-blowing.
Right. Now, the military code, it was way too complex for everyday reading. But 15-year-old Braille, he saw the potential. He starts experimenting, simplifying, and boom. He cracks the code, creating that elegant six-dot cell we know today.
A 15-year-old revolutionizing literacy. That's incredible. What I find so cool is how much you can do with just those six dots. Letters, numbers, musical notation. The possibilities are endless.
Exactly. That simplicity, that adaptability, that's what made Braille a winner. Of course, like any groundbreaking invention, it took a while to catch on. People, they're resistant to change, especially when it comes to something as fundamental as reading.
And imagine the logistics. Forget about printing presses, ink. We're talking about a whole new process for creating books.
It's a world away from traditional publishing. Early Braille books were literally embossed by hand. Workers painstakingly punching each dot, page after page.
Wow, can you imagine the patience that required, not to mention the time it must have taken to produce even a single book?
Oh, absolutely. But thankfully, technology had stepped in. The development of Braille embossing machines, that was a game changer.
It's amazing how technology can make things faster, but it does make you think about the cost. I mean, Braille by its very nature takes up more space, right?
Right, think about it. You've got these raised dots. So a single printed page might need 3 whole pages in Braille.
And more pages, that means more materials, more time, all of which adds up to, you know, higher production costs.
Exactly. And that's something that often gets overlooked when we talk about accessibility. It's not just about, like, having the system. It's about making sure everyone has equal access to it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it makes me wonder, like, in an age of audiobooks, e-readers, all this digital technology, where does that leave Braille? Is there still a need for those tactile dots when information is so readily available in audio or digital formats?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's like anything else. Technology evolves. We have to adapt.
Yeah.
Our source material doesn't really dive into the future of Braille, but it's definitely something worth, you know, considering.
It really is. I mean, I love a good audiobook, but there's just something about physically interacting with a text, you know?
Yeah.
Feeling the words, the texture of the paper.
Absolutely. And with Braille, it's more than just a physical connection. It's like a direct link to the brain.
Yeah.
You're literally decoding information through your fingertips.
That's so cool. And it makes you wonder, does that tactile experience, that direct connection, does it offer any, like, unique cognitive benefits compared to, you know, visual reading?
That's a fascinating question. And it turns out researchers are all over it. There's a whole field of study dedicated to the neurological impact of Braille.
Get out. So we're talking of the brain on Braille.
Exactly. And what they're finding is pretty amazing. Some studies suggest that Braille literacy might actually lead to enhanced spatial reasoning, improved memory, even heightened musical ability.
Now that's what I call a brain boost. Are you serious? It's like Braille is a superpower for the brain.
It really is remarkable. Though we do have to remember, you know, research is ongoing.
Yeah.
But still, it begs the question, what if those six little dots unlock more than just literacy? What if they hold the key to unlocking like hidden potential within all of us.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. This is why I love a good deep dive. You start with one question and end up down a rabbit hole of fascinating discoveries.
It's true. It makes you realize there's always more to learn, more to explore. And in the case of Braille, maybe even more to unlock within ourselves.
It really makes you think, right? About all the ways we experience the world and how sometimes like focusing on one sense, it can actually heighten others in ways we never even, you know, imagined.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. Even in a world that's, you know, increasingly dominated by the visual, there's immense power in the tangible, in that direct connection, right, to information that Braille offers.
Totally. It's like Louis Braille didn't just create like a reading system, he opened a door to a whole new way of experiencing knowledge and understanding the world.
And who knows what other fascinating discoveries about Braille and the brain are out there, right? Just waiting to be uncovered. This deep dive has definitely left me with a lot to think about.
Me too. It's incredible to think about how these six little dots have had such a profound impact and how their potential just seems like limitless. Well, that was amazing, wasn't it? A huge thank you to you, our expert, for, you know, for illuminating this fascinating subject, and to you, dear listener, for joining us on this tactile adventure. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those fingertips ready to explore new worlds.